Imagine standing at the edge of everything we know, peering into the cosmic abyss that contains billions of galaxies, each with billions of stars. This vast expanse, our universe, has captivated human curiosity since we first gazed skyward. Stephen Hawking's genius lies in his ability to translate these cosmic mysteries into a language we can understand, despite their mind-bending complexity. From the fiery birth of the universe to its possible end, Hawking guides us through the evolution of our understanding about everything that exists. Our journey begins with ancient Greeks like Aristotle, who recognized Earth's spherical shape through simple observations, the curved shadow during lunar eclipses, and changing star positions when viewed from different locations. For nearly 1,400 years, Ptolemy's geocentric model, with Earth at the center of 8 concentric spheres carrying celestial bodies, dominated scientific thought. The revolutionary shift came when Copernicus proposed that Earth orbits the Sun, later supported by Galileo's telescope observations and refined by Kepler's discovery that planets follow elliptical paths rather than perfect circles. Until the early 20th century, most scientists believed the universe was static and eternal, a view creating a paradox in Newton's gravitational theory, which suggested stars should collapse together. This debate ended in 1929 when Edwin Hubble discovered distant galaxies moving away from us in all directions. Like raisins and expanding bread dough, galaxies move apart with greater distances, creating faster separation. This observation revealed everything must have been closer together in the past, leading back to approximately 13.8 billion years ago, when everything converged at a single point of infinite density and temperature, the Big Bang. While the Big Bang model explains much about our universe's evolution, it doesn't address why the early universe was so uniform, or what caused the density fluctuations that became galaxies. Cosmic inflation theory proposes the universe expanded by a factor of 10 to the 30 in its first fraction of a second, explaining both the uniformity and providing a mechanism for those crucial density fluctuations. This scientific revelation doesn't necessarily contradict religious creation narratives, but offers a framework for understanding creation's timing. When gravity overcomes all other forces, it creates a black hole, the cosmos' most mysterious object. Named by John Wheeler in 1969, the concept dates back to John Michell in 1783. Massive stars that exhaust their nuclear fuel undergo gravitational collapse. When a star shrinks beyond its critical radius, its gravity becomes so intense that nothing, not even light, can escape, creating a boundary called the event horizon. From a distance, you'd see a clock drop toward a black hole tick increasingly slowly, freezing at the event horizon. However, someone falling with the clock would experience normal time while crossing the horizon, before being spaghettified as they approach the central singularity where space-time breaks down. Hawking's revolutionary discovery proved black holes aren't truly black. By merging quantum mechanics with general relativity, he showed they emit Hawking radiation and slowly evaporate when virtual particle pairs near the event horizon split, one falling in while its partner escapes as radiation. Why do we remember the past but not the future? Why don't broken cups reassemble themselves? These questions reveal time's asymmetry, despite physics laws treating forward and backward time equally. The answer lies in entropy, the measure of disorder in a system. The second law of thermodynamics states that entropy always increases in isolated systems. A jigsaw puzzle has one correct arrangement, but countless disordered ones, naturally evolving toward disorder when disturbed. Our psychological sense of time flows in the direction of increasing entropy. When forming memories, our brains create order, but this process generates heat, increasing overall entropy. This explains why we remember the past but not the future. Memories form along the path of increasing disorder. But why was the universe highly ordered at its beginning? Hawking's no-boundary proposal suggests the universe began in a smooth, ordered state with minimal quantum fluctuations, explaining why the thermodynamic arrow aligns with our psychological sense of time. Physics stands at a fascinating crossroads. We have excellent theories for three fundamental forces: electromagnetism, strong nuclear force, and weak nuclear force, unified in the Standard Model. Yet gravity, described by Einstein's general relativity, remains the outlier. The challenge in creating a unified theory of everything stems from a fundamental incompatibility. General relativity describes smooth, continuous space-time, while the other forces follow quantum mechanics with its probabilistic nature. String theory represents our most promising attempt at unification. It describes particles as tiny, vibrating strings rather than dimensionless points. Different vibration patterns produce different particles, like different notes on a guitar string. The mathematics requires extra dimensions beyond our familiar four, curled up so tightly, a million, 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 millionth of an inch, that we don't perceive them. Why do we live in a universe with exactly three large spatial dimensions? The anthropic principle suggests that complex life would be impossible in two dimensions, while planetary orbits and atoms would be unstable in more than three. Black hole evaporation causes cosmic entities to gradually lose mass. A sun-sized black hole would take 10 to the 67 years to evaporate, vastly longer than the universe's age. However, smaller, primordial black holes from the early universe might be completing their evaporation now, potentially ending in explosive releases of energy. Hawking's discovery revealed that information falling into black holes eventually returns to the universe, though completely scrambled. This preserves quantum mechanics' principle that information cannot be destroyed, though the exact escape mechanism remains debated. Like a balloon with ink dots expanding, cosmic inflation stretched the universe dramatically, smoothing initial irregularities while amplifying quantum fluctuations into seeds for cosmic structures. During inflation, both positive matter energy and negative gravitational energy doubled repeatedly, creating what physicist Alan Guth called the ultimate free lunch, a universe emerging from virtually nothing. Finding a unified theory would be the ultimate triumph of human reason. We would know the mind of God, as Hawking said. Not religiously, but by understanding the mathematical principles governing all existence. Such a theory would revolutionize our understanding of existence itself. Though initially comprehensible only to specialists, its core ideas would eventually be simplified and taught widely, similar to how Einstein's once esoteric relativity became standard education. The deepest question remains: why does the universe exist at all? Science describes what the universe is, but struggles with why there should be one. Does the unified theory necessitate its own existence or require a creator? And if so, who created the creator? In Hawking's vision, understanding the universe isn't just for scientists. As we unravel cosmic mysteries, we all participate in humanity's greatest intellectual adventure. In a seemingly indifferent universe, we create meaning through our quest to understand it, discovering not just the universe, but ourselves.